And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Smoky Mountain High School, where we're in the semifinal round of the Mountain 8 Conference Basketball Tournament. Got Mark Stevenson with me. This is Kevin Lowry. Jack Kulak back at the studio making all the action happen. So, Mark, here got a good win, really tough win for the girls versus the Tuscola team earlier today, 4 p.m. start. And here we are at getting ready for an 8:30 semifinal for our boys varsity team tonight.
Yeah, girls very fortunate to come out here today with the win. You know, it made me a little nervous there for a bit. Tuscola, much improved team. Coach Heath Sutton has done a lot with those girls. They only got 8 players, but they just kept hanging around. We'd pull up a little, and then they'd come right back and made it tight at the end. So it's one of those wins. I'm just glad to get it and get out of here and escape with it.
Yeah, you get a 7-point win, and it was closer than we anticipated. And throughout most of the second half, you know, that was a 1-2-point game that we were able to stretch out there in the last 3 or 4 minutes to get that 7-point win.
Yeah, for some reason, just one of those days that, and we really weren't playing well. We talked about the shooting, didn't shoot the ball that well, but, you know, we just kept letting them hang around, and Tuscola's a greedy team. They wasn't going away.
Yeah, so here we are, folks. We've got the North Henderson-Franklin game on tap right now. 53 seconds left in that. Franklin's going to win this game. They're up on North right now, 69-39, which will set up an exciting final matchup at 7 p.m. On Thursday night for our girls. In between our girls' game and this game here between Franklin and North Henderson, we had Smoky Mountain pull off the upset with the home court advantage on the top seed Franklin in overtime. So a big 10-point win for Smoky Mountain tonight.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing there is a 10-point win in overtime. You know, it's you would think maybe a 2 or 3-point win, but yeah, that's definitely an upset. We talked about, you said they Jack had a pretty good first half, but they adjusted the second half and shut him down.
Yeah, they did. It's he still finished with, I'm sure, 20-plus points. But he was on fire in the first half. But so was Smoky Mountain. And then it became a defensive battle in the second half.
Right.
So I think the final score was 66-56, something of that nature.
Right.
Which is low scoring for a boys' game.
Yep.
Sets up for a big matchup here tonight between the 2-seed East Henderson and our Pisgah Bears, the 3-seed.
Yep.
Here tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a battle. You know, we back in January 13th, we played them at home, came out with a 2-point win against them, and then we faced them third place on February 6th, and they got us 59-50. So I expect nothing less than another big matchup right here.
Well, so, folks, both teams are entering the court now. East Henderson is shooting layup. Our Pisgah Bears taking the floor now with the cheerleaders in front of us. You can hear it. Got a great crowd back behind us. Pisgah faithful. Got some Franklin folks scattered in there for that girls' Franklin game back here. But should be an exciting, exciting game. This is the tiebreaker, if you will, Mark.
Yeah, absolutely. And we know that we're proud of our fans. Pisgah fans travel well. We've got several of them here. They're passionate about their Bears, too. They're going to get loud and proud. That's one thing we love about Pisgah. But, yeah, I just look for if we get off to a good start right here. I think you even said they got some key injuries. So I guess we'll talk about that in a little bit. But looking forward to it.
Yeah, so, folks, it's time for our keys to the game, which is sponsored by Jack Webb, Senior Financial Advisor with First Citizens Wealth Management. Let him show you the impact that comprehensive financial planning may have on your goals and needs. Call 452-6314 for a free consultation. That's First Citizens Wealth and Management, member FINRA, SIPC, an SEC registered broker dealer and investment advisor. So here in this game for our Bears, if we think back on to the two games that we split, Mark, what is your key to this game for our boys tonight?
One thing that sticks out in my mind when we had them over there at their place, we shot a lot of threes that night, best I remember, but we were giving up some long rebounds, and there were several possessions where they would get two, three, four shots per possession. We got to clean that up tonight. You can't let a team of this caliber keep getting shot after shot. And then, again, our shooting as a team free throw percentage has been like in the 60s. We talked early in the season, man. We're at the time of the season now. You're in conference, trying to get in the conference championship, looking at playoffs. Those are the kind of things that you got to clean up.
Yeah, I think free throws are going to be big for us tonight in our ability to hit those as we move throughout the game. My key to the game is going to be we're consistently right now in probably the last 6-7 games been getting double figures for Mason Putnam, mm-hmm, and Maddox Wright, and they've been very consistent in that. But we've missed that third key to the cog, if you will. So I am looking to get at least three guys in double figures tonight, and I think if we get there and get that extra production,
yep,
tonight, we're going to come away with a win here.
Yeah, I agree. Another thing that I just thought of that I hope we can do is, because we like to play fast, sometimes our boys get playing just a little too fast and we'll turn it over by a bad pass or a bad decision down there. But play fast, but play under control, and limit our turnovers.
So, Mark, I'm going to ask you, what do you think about East Henderson's sweatpants?
I knew where that was going as right as you were saying it. Oh, man, yes, I'd forgot until they came in here. Some of my favorite style warm-up pants. Like I say, I don't know if I'm at the circus or watching the Globetrotters every time I see this style of pants, but Kevin is right. Not my favorite.
Yeah, so Smoky Mountain had the same things on, except for obviously they had the blue, gray, and black. Whereas East Henderson has the green, black, and gray. See old Brian Davis coming by.
Yep.
He and his coaching staff, he's an assistant for the middle school girls team, which won another conference championship,
yes,
at Canton
did.
Middle.
Yep.
So I think they ended the season 14-2 on the season, but won the tournament, so they win the league again this year.
Yeah, Pizzy Girls has got a lot coming on for them. Bright future for the Pizzy Lady Bears.
So, folks, with that, we're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll have the remaining portion of our pregame show, and then we'll have the tip-off to this semifinal game here between your Pisgah Bears and the East Henderson Eagles. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nebraska Basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Again, we're here at Smoky Mountain High School. Last game, game four of the day here, Mark.
Yep.
Last semifinal game. Conference finals have been set, all but except for the winner of this game.
Yeah.
Our JV girls play at 4 o'clock Thursday, folks, for a conference title. They play against Franklin. JV boys made the conference final with a big win yesterday, last night.
It was a big win.
In OT, I believe.
It was, yep.
So they will, do you know who they play tomorrow? Or Thursday?
I do not.
Yeah, so they play folks at 6:30. They may play Franklin as well.
It may be Franklin, yeah.
And then our varsity girls will follow them up at 7 o'clock. So that's 4 o'clock, 5:30. Sorry, folks. 4 o'clock and 5:30 for the JV games. 7 o'clock for our varsity girls, who will take on Franklin as well. And then there'll be a little change-up. Hopefully our boys will get to the final on Thursday night at 8:30, and the winner of this game will take on Smoky Mountain.
Yeah. So how exciting. I mean, if our boys can pull this out tonight, we're going to have Pisgah Bears in every championship game.
Yeah, that says a lot about your school, your basketball program, and really overall your athletic program.
It does. It really does. And,
folks, 2:30 left here before the start. One of the young men for East Henderson, they're number 20. His name is McKenzie. Caleb McKenzie. He looks like he's warming up. So I heard he had a broken wrist, but he looks like he may have that taped up and ready to go. Should be a barn burner here, Mark.
Yeah, it should be. And, you know, you could have had a little rumor there trying to get a little mental edge, too, thinking, you know, that he's going to be out, and then he actually comes out and warms up. But, they got some size, too. They got some length. Number 24, I can't remember him from last time, but he is a big kid. He's a big body over there. Did he play a lot last time?
No, he does not get a lot of time.
Okay.
So, Mark, why don't you tell us a little bit about our stats here for the year.
Okay.
For some of our leaders.
Yeah. So, we're coming in. Mason Putnam is leading us in scoring, 16.7 a game, 4.5 rebounds a game, 6.9 assists, and 2.8 steals. Maddox Wright coming in right behind him at 14.2 points a game, 7.5 rebounds, 2.4 assists. Campbell Crook, 13 points a game, 4.9 rebounds, 4.4 assists, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Mason Putnam is leading the conference in assists, I think I've seen that right.
Yep.
So, pretty big deal there to be leading. Dishing out almost 7 assists a game, plus you're scoring 16.5 a game, so you're contributing.
Yep. So, folks, in case you've missed any of the Bears basketball or football, you can catch up on Pisgah On Demand. Simply go to WPTLradio.net, click on the Sports tab, and choose Pisgah On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the entire 2018 football season and up-to-date basketball. Pisgah On Demand, check it out. So, folks, we are about to get our starting lineups for both teams. Our Bears are going to be the number 3 seed. They're in the black uniforms. They've got red lettering with white piping. Looks like East is going to be in their white uniforms with green piping and silver numbering. Mark?
Yep, getting ready for the lineups. And they come right here. I'm assuming we're going to be the visiting team, maybe?
We are going to be. Okay. Yeah, we're the visiting team of this.
So we're probably going to announce us first. So getting ready here to find out who's going to be starting for our Pisgah Bears tonight.
And I didn't. Is Campbell warming up?
He was warming up, yeah.
Okay.
Starts from East Henderson. Oh, we want to announce East first, okay?
Willie
Well, there's a first.
Number zero, Kanan Williams for East Henderson. Number two, Eli Stokes. Zayden Jones. I see Jalen Brewer out there, too. I missed one of them. But.
Yeah, you got Jalen Brewer, and then you've got Caleb McKenzie. We talked about him a little bit.
Yes. All right, now here we go for our Bears. We got Isaiah Mintz starting. Number three, junior, Maddox Wright. Number 10 is a senior. Nick Messer starting is a junior, number 21. Campbell Crook, number 23, a sophomore. And then your senior, number 32, Mason Putnam. It will be your starting lineup for the Bears.
So, folks, I do want to make one announcement. Our wrestling team is in the third, fourth, and state championship rounds tonight. They won the third round matchup earlier tonight, and then they just finalized. They beat RS Central 44-29 in a tough match.
Go Bears.
So they will go to the state finals against Urari Charter.
Awesome. And here goes the opening tip. It's up. East Henderson is going to control the tip. They're bringing it across half court. Ball goes now to the top of the key with Brewer looking to drive down the lane. He drives, pulls up for a jumper. No good. Rebounded by Isaiah Mintz for the Bears. He brings it down the right side now to Campbell Crook. Campbell brings it up top. Top of the key looking, kicks it back to Mintz on the right side. Tries to go right back to Campbell, throws it away. East Henderson with a turnover. Walking it up. Looks like we're in our man-to-man. Drive to the baseline by East Henderson. Misses the layup. Another rebound by Isaiah Mintz to Mason Putnam. And here comes the Bears quickly down the floor. Campbell Crook can't make the layup. Rebounded by East Henderson. And they push it back down to the right side. Back to the top of the key. Over to the left side. Three-pointer up for East. No good. Rebounded by East. Number two. And puts it back. So East draws first blood here for us. For them, 2-0 East. Nick Messer now with the ball back to Mason Putnam, to Maddox, to Crook on the right side. He's looking to back to Mason, top of the key. Passes off to Maddox. Maddox looking. Nick Messer, Mintz, flashing up. Great pass to Maddox Wright. So Nick Messer finds Maddox Wright cutting on the backside block there for a two. And now we're tied 2-2 with 6:20 to go in the first quarter. East Henderson with the ball. Nearly turned it over. They got the ball driving to the right wing. Brewer with the ball. Back to the top of the key. Back to the left side. Left wing. Top of the key to the right wing. Swinging it all the way back around to the left side. Brewer going to drive baseline. Puts up a shot off the board, and it's good. So East Henderson now up 4-2. Mason Putnam coming back down. Maddox Wright on the right wing. Tries to drive into the lane. Spin move. Off the glass. No good. Rebounded by East Henderson. East Henderson going to walk it up now. Over to the left side. Left wing. Brewer thinking about a three, turns it down, get back to the top of the key, dribble, back to the right side wing now, back to the top of the key, swings it to the left side, another three-pointer up, and it's good by East Henderson. Eli Stokes with the three-pointer. Here comes Mason Putnam pushing the ball back down really quickly. Nick Messer into the lane, gives off to Maddox. Maddox with a spin move, can't make the layup. Rebounded by Mintz, but he couldn't finish. Now Maddox with the rebound and puts it back in. Great job by Maddox on the boards and Isaiah Mintz.
And Mintz is having a great night here early.
He really
on
is.
On the boards.
So East Henderson back now with the ball on their end. Left wing to back to the top of the key to the right wing. Brewer with the ball. Tries to drive into the lane. Kicks it back to the left wing. Driving baseline. stolen. Tried to make the pass across the lane. Kimball Crook picks up the steal. Into Mason Putnam. Mason trying to drive. Shot is up. Way off. Nick Messer with a rebound. To Mintz. Maddox into Mintz. Can't finish the layup there. Fighting for the rebound. Isaiah Mintz in there fighting real hard for the rebound. Mason Putnam.
Yeah, he's already got four rebounds in this game.
He is playing
and we're
hard.
4 minutes in.
Yes. So back down on this end, East Henderson with the ball. Brewer trying to drive baseline. The shot is blocked.
Good block by Mintz.
It was a good block. Got a sub coming in. Isaiah Morris is going to come in for Kimball Crook.
Eli Stokes started strong for them in the game at East Henderson as
remember
well.
That. Yeah, didn't he hit like three threes? And
he did. And he's already has one here tonight, leading them with five of their 7 points so far.
So 7-4, East Henderson is your score. 3:50 to go in the first quarter. East Henderson with the ball out front, looking to set it up. Top of the key, down to the left side, down the left wing. Brewer looking to drive. Kicks it back to the top. Stokes looking to drive now. Right wing to Baker. Stokes with the ball now. Mason almost with the steal. And he's going to get called for the hold.
Yeah.
They got a little too handsy there.
Yeah, I thought he was going to get that. Almost got the steal, and then he applied a little too much pressure after the fact.
So East Henderson ball on the side. Inbounds it into Brewer. Brewer's going to take a long three. No good. Maddox right with the rebound. Kicks it out to Mason. Mason coming down middle of the floor and converts the layup. Nice fast break by the Bears. 7-6 now, East Henderson. Stokes coming down the left side across half court. Taking his time. Kicks to the right wing. Back to the top of the key. Cross to the left wing. A lot of standing around on offense right now.
Very slow game right now on both ends. Isaiah Morris with the block on the three.
He did. Stokes with the ball in the lane. Passes off to McKenzie. Nothing for him there. Back out front to Brewer. East Henderson being really methodical right here.
Now, this is the type of game that they like to play. They like to slow it down until they can get in transition off of Miffy.
McKenzie and stolen by Maddox Wright. He goes in for the layup, and it's blocked, but he got him with the body. So Maddox Wright will go to the line.
Yeah, that vertical on McKenzie is pretty impressive.
It sure is. Sure is.
That will send Maddox right to the line for two pistol free throws. And they're sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
So Maddox makes the first free throw, ties the game up 7-7. 2:15 to go, first quarter. Some substitutions here. Camden Robinson comes in. Crook comes back in. So on the floor right now, you've got Camden Robinson, Crook, Maddox Wright, Morris, and Putnam for your Bears. Second free throw is up and good by Maddox, giving the Bears a 1-point lead. And again, East Henderson walks the ball up the floor. Dribble down the right side. There's McKenzie with a three. No good. Rebounded by Morris. Kicks it to Putnam. Putnam over to Camden. Wasn't looking for the ball. Campbell Crook with the three. No good. East with the rebound. And here comes Brewer down the right side. Trying to go to the hole. Good defense by Camden Robinson to cut him off. Back to the top of the key. Stokes has got the ball. It's a 3-1, and he does take the three, and it's good. That's a shooter we don't want to see get heated up. So Mason Putnam now bringing it down for the Bears. To the left side to Camden Robinson, to Maddox. Maddox will give and go there with Camden. Camden's shot is blocked. East Henderson comes out with it. East Henderson now with the ball. Top of the key, McKenzie playing a little catch out here in the front.
Yeah, 56 seconds left. Looked like they're content to take the time. Looked like a walk.
It looked like a walk for sure. Now they're going to call it a jump ball. Possession is going to be Pisgah. Yeah, Brewer took a little hop, skip, and a jump there.
Yeah, a lot of contact. He clearly walked, if you're not going to call that.
Yeah.
And then the tie-up, and there's two fouls in this quarter so far.
Wow. All right, so 45 seconds to go. Pisgah with the ball. Mason Putton to the left to Morris. Morris dribbles over to the top of the key. Over to Isaiah Mintz on the right side. Into the corner to Morris. Back to Mason Putnam. Mason hands it off to Morris. Still on the right side. Mason's going to drive the lane. Kick it out to Mintz. Mintz back to Morris. Morris going to drive the lane.
Right,
and a little floater. Maddox Wright with the rebound and the bucket. Great job by Maddox Wright right there. Strong rebound and went back up, got the contact, and made the bucket.
Now that was a great job by Maddox in there, battling on the rebound. Hopefully Isaiah Morris is okay.
Yeah, a little limp there.
Get Micah Devlin in for him, and he goes to the bench with a little limp. I can't tell whether it's I think it's an ankle?
Maybe, yeah. It's hard to see. Yeah, it does look like he's holding an ankle. Maddox drives free throws up, and no good. Rebounded by East with 14 seconds to go. And they're in no hurry. They're still walking it up. Now 7 seconds. Brewer has the ball. We'll take a three. No good. Rebounded by Devlin. And there's your buzzer. So into your first quarter, folks. It's 10-10. Really good game so far here. Slow pace, like Kevin mentioned.
And with that, folks, we're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll have a second quarter. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Smoky Mountain High School, where after the first quarter, your Bears are all tied up with East Henderson. 10-10 as we head into the second quarter. Looks like East Henderson's going to have possession, Mark.
Yep, they're getting ready to inbounds it right here, right in front of us. Walking across half court, looking to set up their offense. Looks like we're sticking with the man. East Henderson drives the lane. Brewer, should have been a charge. Oh, we got him with a walk. We'll take the walk, too. Good job by Micah Devlin getting in the lane there in front of Brewer. It's going to be Pisgah basketball. Mason Putnam brings it up the floor. Right side to Devlin. Devlin passed down the baseline to Maddox. Maddox kicks it back out to Mason. Mason back to Maddox on the right wing. Maddox, good pass into the lane to Nick Messer. Nothing there. He kicks it back out to Mason. Mason will take the shot. May have been deflected.
Yeah, that was that McKenzie, number 20. Really made up a lot of ground on that closeout.
He's everywhere. Everywhere. So East Henderson back down here with the ball, driving down the side. Good drive and finish by number 12, Tyreek Baker, to put East up by two. Mason over to Nick. Nick to Devlin. Inside pass to Maddox. Good drive. Good job by Maddox. He can't finish. Kicks it back out. The Mason hits the three. Mason Putnam from downtown. Bears up 13-12.
And Maddox missed both of those contested layups, but What a great job of keeping it alive, getting those rebounds.
Sure was. Long shot now by East. Oh, no good. Rebounded by Mintz. Mintz is bringing it across, looking for help. Looking for the guard. There's Mason. Mason drives the lane, kicks it in the corner to Nick for three, and it's good. So back-to-back threes by Pisgah. That was a great drive to the lane and kick to the corner right there. Down comes Brewer with the ball for East Henderson. They kicked it over to the left side. Stokes trying to dribble into the lane. Back out to Brewer on the right side. Brewer drives the lane. Kicks it to the corner for Stokes for three. And no good. In and out. Mason Putnam with the rebound. And he is pushing it. Going all the way to the hole. Nothing there. East Henderson comes off with the rebound. A little one-on-four there. We might have, should have backed that one out. East Henderson back on this end. Number 12, Baker's going to drive again. Blocked by Maddox, right. Great block by Maddox. Maddox now has the ball, passes over to Mintz. Mintz gets it to Mason. Mason down in the corner to Maddox. Maddox, great pass to Mintz, who finishes. Isaiah Mintz from Maddox right. Your Bears are up 18-12 here in the second quarter.
Maddox just really doing a little bit of it all right now.
He really is. Rebounding it, passing it, shooting it. East Henderson with the ball now. Brewer out front. Over the left. Almost stolen by Devlin. They drive, kick it to the right corner. Three-pointers up, and it's good. So Baker hits a three of his own. And East Henderson wants to get a timeout here.
That timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So the game has picked up a little bit here, Mark.
It has picked up, and we're able to pick up the pace right there, and I think forced them to play a little faster. Two big shots down there, but they come back now and hit another shot down here. But I think that may be why they got a quick timeout, too. He's wanting to probably slow this thing back down.
Yeah, I think so. And right now, we went 0-for-2 from the three in the first quarter. We're 2-for-2 right now. Both of them were catch and shoot, you know, from a kick out from the post.
Right.
That should tell our kids and Coach Rodomer, I know he knows this already.
Yep.
Of what we're looking for. Get it in the post and kick back out and be looking for that shot.
And that's when we seem to be more effective when we're shooting the three. Like you say, when we drive the lane, the defense collapses and you kick it to the outside. A lot of times when we're missing, we're dribbling, trying to shoot off the dribble, or just not as effective.
And right now, Isaiah Mintz and Maddox Wright are really controlling the boards for us as well.
They are. Isaiah Mintz, again, doesn't do a lot of flashy things to get in the stat book, but I'm telling you, he does a lot of things that help put stats in the book. So Pisgah back now with the ball. Nick Messer back to Mason Putnam to Crook on the right side. Maddox has the ball down in the corner, passes it to Mason. Mason makes a layup. So Mason did a great job of cutting to the basket there, and Maddox found him. So East Henderson comes back now with the ball on this side, top of the key, down to the left side. Drive, left side, goes up, and wow, makes the shot and gets fouled. Number 12, Baker.
And number 12, Baker, is really giving them a spark coming here in the second quarter. Didn't play much in that first quarter, but he's come out here with 7 points here as we're trying to stretch this lead out.
He is driving a lot. He has slashed to the basket now several times. His free throw is going to be up, and no good. Rebounded by Maddox. Maddox gets it to Mason. Mason brings it across half court. Over to the left to Crook. Crook finds Mintz on the baseline. Mintz back out to Crook. Crook back to Mintz on the baseline. Mintz trying to make something happen here. Nothing there. Maybe a little contact. And East comes out with the ball. So Stokes with the ball on the left side. Back to Brewer. To Baker on the right side. Baker goes to Brewer. Brewer has it in the corner. Looking to make a move, going baseline, gets it up and scores and gets fouled. So a lot more driving to the basket right now than they've been doing. Couple of strong moves to the basket. So Brewer made the shot, making it 20-19. Going to have a free throw here with a chance to tie it up. And he does. So 20-20, 3 minutes, 39 seconds to go in a half. Mason Putnam brings the ball down to the right side, to the baseline. Maddox looking. Mintz with the deflection. Back to Putnam for the three, and it's good. Mason Putnam with a three. So good ball movement there. Good job finding the open man. East Tennessee comes back this side. Stokes. They're over to Baker. Baker back out to Brewer in the front. Over to the right side. Back to the front. Back to the left side. Stokes looking to drive. Back to Brewer. Back to Baker on the right side. So being really intentional here, trying to look for the open shot, Kevin.
Yeah, they're being very patient here, trying to make sure they get the shot that they want.
Baker back up top to Stokes, and there it is. He wants to take that three, and he nails it. So three-pointer by Stokes ties the game back up. Truck to Messer on the right wing, to the middle to Mason Putnam cutting, and he gets fouled trying to finish at the rim.
And Eli Stokes doesn't like that call.
He doesn't. He better be careful there.
Yeah, he's talking a little bit to the official there.
Yep. So Mason Putnam's going to go to the line to shoot two.
Messmer Insurance free throws. These Messmer Insurance free throws, they bring insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
So Mason makes the first free throw.
And those three-point shots are sponsored by Forga.
Forga, that's right. Mason with one more free throw here. And it's good. So he put Pisgah up 25-23. East Henderson brings the ball across half court. Trying to set up a play. He's calling for a screen over there. Back to the top of the key. Back to the left side of the court. Again, just looking for a play here. Stokes back to Brewer to top. Back to Baker. To the top of the key to the... They try to go underneath. Oh, deflected by Maddox and off of Devlin's hand. So it's still going to be East Henderson's ball.
We're doing a good job of really helping on defense and getting a lot of deflections here, making it really difficult on these.
Yeah. Inbounding into Brewer in the lane. He makes a move up with a shot. So it'll be off the rim. Rebounded by East Henderson. Kicks it out. Drive the lane. Wow, they're going to call another. The fans behind us are not happy with that one. So Isaiah Mintz picks up the foul. It's going to be his second, team third. Fans giving a little tutorial here. Sorry if you could hear that. East Henderson shot is up, no good. Rebounded by Campbell Crook. Kicked to Mason. Mason with a great bounce pass. Maddox, man, yeah. He threaded that through there.
He did. That was a great look through traffic. And great hands by Maddox
yeah.
to catch it.
Yes.
Didn't finish, but got fouled and go to the line for two more Messmer Insurance free throws.
That pass was right around the knee area, so he had to go down and catch it in transition. Maddox's first free throw is good. Nick Messer comes in for Devlin. Maddox right with the second free throw is up and good. Bears lead 27-23. Minute 35 to go to halftime. East Henderson brings the ball up. Stokes is calling his play. He's looking to drive. Hands it off to Baker. Baker does drive the lane. Kicks it to the corner. Back out front. They're going to set it up again. Didn't get what they wanted there. Baker to number five. Kicks it to Brewer. Brewer has it on the left side. Brewer trying to drive the lane. Spin move. And he's going to draw the foul. So Brewer is going to go to the line to shoot two. Nick Messer picks up his second foul. So, Kevin, it looks like Brewer and Baker, they're looking to drive, and Stokes is looking to take the three. That seems to be their offense right now.
That is all of their offense right now.
Brewer misses the first free throw.
And the big thing for us right now, they are one of five from the free throw line right now.
Let's hope that continues. Brewer's second free throw is up and good, making it 27-24. Campbell to Mason. Mason ball out front. We're now under a minute to go second half or second quarter. Camden back out front to Mason. Mason to the left of Campbell. Campbell back to Mason. Swings it to Camden. Pass in the middle to the lane to Campbell. Great pass to Maddox. And he's going to be fouled. So great job of finding Maddox on the baseline there with a bounce pass. And Maddox draws the foul. His first Messmer free throw is no good. He will have one more. 41.9 seconds to go. Second free throw is also no good. Rebounded by East. Kicked out to Brewer. Brewer bringing it up. More than likely going to play for one shot, I would think.
And we've got Caleb Miller in the game for Tisca now.
Ah, yeah, we do. Miller's in. Brewer with the ball out front. Pressure by Mason. 20 seconds to go. Till half. Stolen by Mason. Knocked it into Campbell's hands. Now the ball is loose on the floor. Scramble. Mason comes up with it. Down the right side. One on two. And finishes. Great job by Mason. With 3 seconds to go, it's going to be a long. They're going to call. Ooh, I thought they were going to call a foul there for a second. So that's going to end your first half, folks. Bears 29, East Henderson 24.
We're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll have your halftime show. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here for the Mountain 8 Conference Tournament semifinals between your Bears and the East Henderson Eagles. Your Bears lead here at halftime 29-4. And folks, Pisgah Sports has been honoring Pisgah athletes for outstanding game day performances all season long. You can see photos of all the award winners at WPTLRadio.net. Just click on the sports tab, choose Pisgah Player of the Game from the drop-down menu. Check in often as we add new players after each game. That's WPTLRadio.net. This halftime show is brought to you by Paper Town Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. So folks, for this halftime show, looking at the stats here, Mason Putnam led the way scoring-wise, Mark, with 14 points. Maddox Wright had 10 and 5. Isaiah Mintz had 2 points and 5 rebounds. When I say Maddox Wright 10 and 5, that's 10 points, 5 rebounds. Maddox also had 3 assists. He's leading the way in assists.
He was doing it all. And that 5 rebounds seemed like 10.
It did seem like 10.
Yeah.
Nick Messer hit that big 3 to close out the scoring for us. So we've got 4 guys in the scoring column. 2 doing the yeoman's work here tonight to get us out to this 29-24 lead.
Yeah, exciting game. It's a low-scoring game so far. We thought it would be. Pisgah's wanting to run. We're trying to push the ball. East Henderson is content with coming down and passing the ball around, running clock, looking for either a drive by Brewer or a drive by Baker. And then Stokes is looking for his 3. So that seems to be what's working for them. But we're doing a pretty good job of putting pressure, creating some turnovers, and trying to force them into a running game. So I look for us to do. We don't have anybody in foul trouble, do we?
No, we've got Nick Messer and Isaiah Mintz both with 2. Outside of that, nobody really in foul trouble at all.
So I look for us to keep pressuring. That is our... That is our MO. We pressure the ball a lot and run the floor. We've made some really good passes and getting a lot of good shots right down on the block.
Yeah, and we're 6 of 9 from the free throw line. We started 6 of 7. Missed a couple there. Started the night 0-for-3 from the 3, but that second quarter we were 3-for-3.
Wow, okay.
So really lit it up from 3 in that second quarter to help stretch this lead. East Henderson right now is 2 of 6 from the free throw line. So really struggling there. But they're 4 of 9 from the 3. Most of those Stokes.
It just baffles me, too, to see teams shoot as good or better from 3 as they do the free throw line. But, you know, that's where the game's at today.
And I think the big thing for us right now is with this lead, East Henderson, I talked about we only had 4 people in the scoring column. East Henderson only has 3 right now. So they're not getting a lot of contribution out of a lot of other people, except for Jalen Brewer, Eli Stokes, and then off the bench, Tyler Baker came in and gave him a spark.
He sure did. Baker is he's pretty dangerous off the dribble, driving into the lane. He gets baseline really quick too, and we just haven't pulled over to help right there. But yeah, you're right. Those 3 players, you know, one of those 3 is probably going to be doing most of the scoring.
So, folks, we're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high-quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
And folks, we're back here at Smoky Mountain High School at the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where your Bears lead 29-24 here at halftime. So, Mark, if you were Coach Rodheimer, what is your thoughts right now with your team coming into the second half?
The things that concern me is I'd like to see them slow Brewer and Baker down, driving the lane and driving the baseline, because that's things they want to do. And Stokes, just don't let him have wide open looks, because the kid can knock him down, and if he gets hot, he can change some things in a hurry for him.
Yeah, and so folks, let's talk a little bit about the playoffs for these boys. Right now, we would be a 5 seed in the 4A West. So this game is big for us from the aspect of if we can pull off the win against a good East team. They're sitting number two in 4A West right now, about pretty close to getting the one seed. This could propel us into a top four seed.
Wow.
And at least get three rounds at home. Right now, it looks like the girls, pending the outcome of the game Thursday, they're sitting in position right now to get four home games in the playoffs. A win tonight could get the boys at least three.
That's exciting right there. And like you say, moving one spot is a big difference. So.
Oh, yeah, that 4-5 game, that one spot, that would be in the third round, us going to someone or someone coming to us.
Yep.
For home court advantage.
Yeah, we'd rather be in the Bear Den with our crowd, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, you see what a home court advantage can do, and that Smoky Mountain Franklin boys game here tonight, the second game tonight, that thing started early, 5:30, and this place was rocking.
Yeah. It's been a good atmosphere here.
They certainly helped Smoky Mountain. Their crowd helped them through that win.
Yeah.
So, folks, with that, we're going to send it back to the studio one more time. When we come back, we'll have all the second half action here in this semifinal game. Your Pistol Bears lead 29-24 over the East Henderson Eagles. You're listening to WPTO Radio, WPTOradio.net, your home for Pistol basketball.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from Smoky Mountain High School here at the Stevenson Press Control Pest Box. Mark, got 24 seconds here.
Yep.
Any thoughts, any additional thoughts before we get into this second half action?
Nope. Just like I say, keep putting pressure, stay out of foul trouble. We got to limit East Henderson's ability to drive the lane, because that's where they're getting most of their action from. And just limit Stokes. I'm telling you, folks, Stokes is a dangerous shooter. He's as good a shooter as I've seen in high school this year. And when he gets hot, he can knock them down.
And our Bears are going to move left to right and have the ball first here to start the second half, Mark.
Okay. Inbounded to Mason. He's going to bring it across half court. Go to the left wing to Maddox. Maddox back over to Mason as he cuts through. Mason drives baseline. Oh, great dish on the block to Nick Messer with the lay-in. What a great look.
That was. Good cut, great look.
Yup. So Stokes now has the ball. Back to the top of the key. They're looking inside. Got a battle going inside in there with McKenzie and Mason Putnam.
Yeah, there's a lot of leaning and pushing and shoving going on there.
There sure is. So it's going to be East Henderson's ball underneath their own basket. Stokes to inbound it. He's looking. Find number five at the top of the key. Campbell Crook on him. Over to the right wing to Stokes. To McKenzie. To Brewer on the left wing. Back to the top. Back to the right wing. Drive. Baseline. And a finish by number five. Zayden Jones with the finish there for East Henderson. Now Mason Putnam with the ball, looking to drive the lane as well. Kicks back out to Maddox. Maddox drives back down the lane. Hits the floater off the backboard. That's going to make your score Pisgah 33, East Henderson 26, with 6:50 to go in the third quarter. Brewer with the ball on the right side, up the top of the key. Left side, number five, Jones drives again, kicks it to McKenzie, top of the key for three. Nope, Maddox skies up for the rebound. The Bears are pushing it. Mason in the lane, kicks back out to Maddox. Maddox is on the left side, looking to drive, spin move by Maddox, and he's going to be fouled. And I think Stokes got a little worse for that one after he got on the floor.
Max has to be careful there. I know he was frustrated. He got fouled pretty hard.
Yep.
Stokes on the floor.
Yeah. Well, may have stepped on him a little bit there. But so Maddox is on the line. His first free throw is up and good. Maddox has been solid from free throw line.
He has.
Lines up for his second one, and it's good. So the Bears have now built a 9-point lead. It's East Henderson ball. Brewer coming across half court. On the left side. Looking to drive to the lane. Kick over to the right side on the right wing. Back to the top of the key to McKenzie. McKenzie to the left to Stokes. Stokes pulls up for a long three. And he banks it. Oh, my goodness. I know he's a good shooter. He didn't mean to bank that one.
The bank is open here. And
back this way, Nick Messer with one of his own, and it is no good. Rebounded by East.
That one went in and out. Looked like he got about halfway down.
Brewer's going to take a three, and there it is. And just like that, we go from up nine to up three. Back-to-back three-pointers by East Henderson. Mason Putnam now with the ball. The spin move in the lane and the layup. Great move by Mason. We got a whistle here. I'm not sure what's going on.
And one of the officials thought Coach Rodheimer wanted a timeout, but Coach Rodheimer said no. I want that later on today. We just made a basket.
Yeah, we're going to carry that one with us for a little while. So East Henderson now back with the basketball, bringing it up across half court. Ball top of the key to the right wing. Stokes looking to drive. Back out front. Back over to Stokes on the right side. Stokes looking to do. Thought he was going to pull up for that one. McKenzie now with the ball. McKenzie back over to Brewer. Brewer on the top of the key here, looking to drive, nothing, kicks it out. Back to Stokes with a three-pointer again. That is off, and Maddox right with the rebound. Maddox is getting really up there for those rebounds, I'm telling you. Mason Putnam on the drive and finish. What a great move. That was a tough angle off the backboard right
there.
Yeah,
it was. It was probably one of those shots you wanted. No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. So Pizza extends the lead back up to seven now with 4:25 to go, third quarter. East Henderson holding the ball to the top of the key here. Directing traffic, trying to run a play.
Well, they're letting them play right now.
Yeah, boy. East is just standing out here dribbling the ball.
He looks frustrated here.
Going to try to drop baseline. No. Look. Cross court pass is stolen by Mason Putnam, who's going all the way to the basket. A little shot, no good. Careful, don't pick up a silly foul. He comes East Henderson back the other way, kicks to Brewer in the corner, brings it up to Stokes from the top of the key for a three, and it's good.
I don't know if they got a foul there or
I think they
timeout.
Another timeout.
Almost got a foul there as he got underneath.
Yeah.
Stokes on that three, but this time out on the court. It's brought to you by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of our friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
Yeah, thank you to all of our sponsors. Real quickly, Vestas Uniform Service, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Mike's Heating and Air, Ken Wilson Ford, Mesmer Insurance, Canton Insurance, Forga Contracting, Stevenson Pest Control, and Papertown Equipment Rental.
And I want to give one of those three. I missed, only gave them one shout out, but one of those three threes we made in the second quarter was sponsored by Forger Contractor.
Forger Contractor, that's right.
So I owe one more. I'll find somewhere here in this game to get that one in.
Hey, listen, we appreciate all the sponsors too. So, folks, when you're out there shopping around for something, keep these sponsors in mind because they are supporting these kids and putting money into the community. So Pusa coming down. Kimball Crook is on. He's in the game now. Mason is top of the key. Over to Maddox on the left side. And Maddox drives. Can't finish the layup. Rebounded by East Henderson. Brewer driving. Looking to go all the way. Cut off. Back to Baker at the top of the key for a three. No good. And rebounded by Messer. Kicks it out to Campbell. Campbell over to Mason with a drive in the lane. Great pass to Mintz. What a pass. Isaiah Mintz there on the receiving end of that one. So that makes the lead 41-35. Under 3 minutes now to go third quarter. Stokes dribbling the ball outside the top of the key. Goes over to Baker. Baker almost has it stolen away by Mason. Number five at the ball at the top of the key. Back to Stokes. Stokes hands it off to Baker. Baker drives, kicks it back out. Number five with a long two. No good. And here comes Mason Putnam on the break. Looking to go all the way. Kicks it to Campbell. Campbell drives down the lane. Kicks it over to the left side. Mason now with the ball. Mason driving lane, trying to finish. No good. Maddox with a rebound. One armed rebound.
Yeah, that was a big rebound.
Oh, Messer shot, no good. Here comes East Henderson back the other way. Baker with the ball. Way out front here at the top of the key. Looking to drive. He does drive the lane. Oh! He tried to go up with a shot. Looked like he got blocked.
And went down hard.
He did go down hard.
Got Mason on the help. Looked like they said it's going to be on the floor. But no, he's saying, I think he got overruled and said he's going to get free throws here.
Yep. Who did they actually give it to?
I would have assumed the only person they could have gotten given that to was Mason.
Okay. So, yeah, Mason picks up his second. And Baker misses his first free throw. Morris is going to check into the game now for Nick Messer.
And East Henderson brings all four of their other players back on defense like they always do. A little unusual in this day and age.
It is. Baker's second free throw attempt is good. It's going to make it 41-36. Bears leading with under 2 minutes to go in the quarter now. Campbell across half court. Trapped right here in front of us. Pass is deflected and stolen by East Henderson. Stokes brings it up. Dribbling out front, top of the key. Passes it off. Number five looking. Yep, he's walked. Got him for a walk. So now it's going to turn the ball over to Pisgah.
Yeah, a lot of dribble penetration by this East team, which I'm not used to seeing out of them.
Right.
And we were playing great defense, making them turn it over.
Absolutely. So now East is trying to trap us a little bit. Campbell is trapped down low. Gets the ball to Morris. Great pass to Mintz. Back to Morris. Back to the corner to Mason. Mason kicks it out to Crook at the top of the key to Morris to the left side. Morris dribbles back up top to Mason. Back over to Morris. Morris takes the shot way off. Rebounded by East. Brewer pushes the ball. Good pass to Baker.
Wow.
Pisgah with the...
Woo! And that's a big one. That's
not sure
Mason.
About that one, but okay.
Third foul.
My man right here in front of us is going to get us with a charge on Mason. It's going to be his third. We're under a minute. I'm not so sure I wouldn't get him out of there. So he don't pick up number four.
Yeah, that's we do not want him to get his fourth foul.
Stokes is going to drive. He goes right at Mason, trying to get the foul. And he makes the layup.
So smart play by Stokes.
Yep. Mason is going to be fouled.
So both sides are not real happy with the foul call.
No.
That's only foul two for East Henderson versus two for Pisgah.
Right, in the whole quarter. So Mintz is going to inbounds the ball to Mason in the backcourt. Mason over to Crux. They're in this half-court trap, and they are right at the half-court line. Oh, Crux turns it over. Out to Brewer. Good spin move by Brewer. Misses the shot. Here comes Mason. Back the other way. Smart move and pulls it up and hits the bucket. Glad he didn't try to go all the way with that one.
Yeah, that was a good decision by Mason.
All right, we got Baker. Baker over to Brewer. Brewer looking to drive again. Misses the shot, gets his own rebound and puts it in. And that's going to be the end of the quarter. Pisgah 43, East Henderson 40 at the end of three quarters.
That, we're going to send it back to the studio. When we come back, we'll have the fourth quarter of this very exciting semifinal game here tonight between Pisgah and East Henderson. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Smoky Mountain High School, where your Bears carry a 43-40 lead into the fourth quarter in the semifinal matchup of the Mountain 8 Conference. So winner plays Thursday, loser goes home. Couldn't ask for a better semifinal game here tonight.
No, sir. We know it's going to be a dogfight, and it has been. We've run a lead up to 9 or 10, and they keep coming back, cutting into it. So here we go, fourth quarter. Buckle up, folks. East Henderson has the ball. Stokes down in the left corner to number 5. Back out to Stokes at the top of the key. Stokes is going to try to drive. He does, throws up a floater and scores. 43-42, Pisgah. Mason Putnam with the ball. This half-court trap right here is giving us a little trouble, Kevin.
It has. It slowed us down offensively.
Yep. And there's a 10-second call. Yeah, this thing is really giving us some problems all of a sudden. They're so long out front. We got Brewer out there.
They went to it about halfway through that third quarter, and that's really what's got them back into this game so far.
Yep. So East Henderson back with the basketball. Stokes with it. Top of the key, long three. No good. Rebounded by Baker. Baker back out to number 5, top of the key. Baker to Brewer. Brewer wanting to drive. Spin move. And scores. So now they have taken the lead, 44-43. We don't have an answer for that right now.
That's our answer.
Good job. Yep, attaboy Maddox. Hey, when you finally got the ball across the trap and found Maddox on the backside for a layup.
Yeah, good assist by Nick Messerle.
Here, East Henderson back up with the ball. Baker. Baker to Brewer. Brewer looking to, we know he's going to drive. Eventually, we're playing a one-man basketball game here, and why not? Because he scores again, we're going to have to change something for him. East Henderson takes the lead back, 46-45. Campbell loses the ball to turn it over. McKenzie with the layup and extend it 48-45.
And with that, that's going to be a timeout on the court. sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So, Mark, we're down now three after starting the quarter three here in the after the first, almost 2 minutes. Got 6:07 left in this game. And most of it is on turnovers, getting them and going the other way.
It is. It is. And I mentioned you during break. I felt like Brewer was going to try to take over in this quarter, and man, has he. We don't have an answer for him right now in the lane. But we're going to have to start helping sooner and quicker, because number five is not going to hurt us out here at the three-point line, or neither is number zero. So
it seemed like we've really held him in check throughout this game. But the last two or three times down when they're in the half-court set, they've just ISO'd him, allowed him to dribble penetrate, and he's been, I'd say, in much better control as he's dribble penetrating there. And we just don't have an answer right now.
Hey, he's a lot to handle when he gets it in the lane area. In the painted area, he's going to finish most of the time. So now here we go. Down by three instead of up by three all of a sudden. And I tell you, this trap right here, Brewer is picking us up on our side, on their side of half court. And it's a 1-3-1 trap. That looks a little better. We get it broken down to Maddox. There we go, guys. 48-47. Great adjustment by Pisgah to break that half court trap that time.
Yeah, we get it down to Maddox. Him one-on-one down there is a good matchup.
It is. Stokes just crashed into Maddox. Number five hits the three-point shot.
Got lucky on that one.
Yeah, Mason with the drive and dish. Messer with the finish. Two-point game, 51-49 East.
Yeah, it was a great job by Mason. He almost got that stolen from him. Decided to attack, then finds Nick Messer on the backside for a wide-open layup.
Mm-hmm. That's the reason he's leading the conference in assists right there. Stokes with a wild shot. Must have been deflected. Mason coming back the other way on the drive. Too hard. They're kind of jump ball here. It's going to be Pisgah ball still. Maddox tied the ball up on the rebound. It's going to be Pisgah ball underneath our own basket.
Oh, look at Isaiah Mintz right now.
Mason inbounds it to Maddox. Misses the layup. Comes Brewer back the other way to Baker, to the corner, to number five. And he hits another three-pointer. Of course he does. I just said a minute ago, number zero or number five. Is that the first he scored this game? Good job by Maddox there to draw the foul off the alley-oop.
Good look by Micah Devlin there. He was over here on the east end of half court. Saw Maddox back there and tried to throw the alley-oop to him up there.
Yep. Yeah, the kid from east slid under him and drew the foul. So Maddox is going to the line to shoot two. First one is good. East Henderson. Maddox's second free throw is good. So 54-51 with 4.5 minutes to go in the game. East walks the ball up. Brewer looking to drive. Number five through the lane. No good. Maddox with the rebound. Kicks it to Mason coming down the right side. And he's going to draw the foul. Oh, the bucket wouldn't go. Almost went. Great job by Maddox by drawing that foul. Got him off the floor.
Yeah, a little pump take by Mason there as he goes to the basket. Gets him up in there.
So Mason's going to shoot two here. First free throw is good.
And these pistol free throws are brought to you by Messimer Insurance Agency. Offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Second free throw is no good. Nick Messer with the offensive rebound. Kicks out to Maddox. Maddox with the pass into Mintz and throws it away. Here comes Brewer back the other way.
And blocked by Maddox.
Woo! Woo! East Henderson won a foul. There is no foul there. That was returned to sender.
Yeah, that one went off the padding back there in the background. Good job by Micah Devlin and his timing.
Absolutely. Solid time. East Henderson's trying to inbound it under their goal. Gets it into McKenzie. And the three-pointer is off. Rebounded by Maddox Wright. Mason putting him up before the Crook. Back to Maddox. Into Mintz. It is stolen from Mintz. And Mason fouls McKenzie on the layup.
And unfortunately, that's going to be number four on Mason here with 3:50 left.
Yup.
Our fans aren't real happy about that, but not a whole lot we can say on that one.
No, that was either that or give him a layup. So McKenzie's going to shoot two here. First one is good.
Yeah, you cannot blame Mason. Great effort for him getting back. He tried to swipe it, but sent McKenzie down pretty hard.
Second free throw is also good. East Henderson leads 56-52. 3:48 to go. Ball across half court. Mason with the drive into the lane and the finish. Off the glass. Great move. 56-54. We need to get a couple of stops here. Pass into the baseline to McKenzie. Ooh, okay. We're going to get the foul, it looks, on Nick Messer from McKenzie.
Well, luckily we didn't get the putback, and
yeah.
The second one could have been the fifth foul on Mason there.
McKenzie's first free throw is no good.
We will take the foul there on
yes.
Nick.
Turns out to be a good foul.
That is Nick's third foul.
Second free throw is up and good. Makes the lead 57-54. East Tennessee. Mason Putnam now brings the ball down across half court. Dribbling out front, top of the key. Pass to Maddox. Maddox out top of the key over to Campbell. Campbell drives the lane. Good pass to Nick Messer for the layup. 57-56. If you bought a ticket for this one, you're getting your money's worth, folks. Brewer tries to drive the lane. He's going to be fouled by maybe Maddox.
I don't know if it's Maddox or Campbell, but both of them were there. Looks like they're going to give it to Maddox. Just his first, team
wow.
Third.
So Jalen Brewer is going to go to the line for East to shoot two. First one is up and no good.
They've missed two of the last three there, Mark.
And we're seeing who fouled two here as we get late. Brewer's second free throw is good. So it's a two-point game. And East Henderson is going to call a full timeout with 2:51 to go in the game.
That timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of our friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So, Mark, we have kind of weathered the storm, if you will, early in this quarter where they went on about a 6-8-point run.
Yep.
We have brought it back and just can't quite get back even, but we're hanging right in there right now.
We are hanging in there, and I have a feeling we're going to need to remember these guys. McKenzie and Stokes seem to shoot the free throws really well. I would say Brewer, Jones, one of those kids, if we have to start fouling. But with 2:50 left here, we just got to make sure we handle this half-court trap, get it across, and convert down here. What a game.
Yeah, and right now we're 11 of 15 from the free throw line.
Very good.
Very good. They are 7 of 13
on
the free throw line.
I like that was set there. And coming into the game, as a team, we're shooting in the mid to high 60s from the line. So for us to be 11 of 15 tonight, it speaks very well for us.
Yep, doing pretty good. We're pushing that 70%. Hopefully we can close this game out shooting free throws at a high level.
So here we go. Pisgah inbounds the ball. Mason walks it up. Brings it across half court. Over to Maddox on the right side. Maddox looking. Back to Mason, who cut through in the right corner. Back out to Nick. Trying to drive. Nothing. Mason drives the lane, kicks it to Maddox. May have got away with the walk, and missed the layup. Isaiah Mintz there to pick up the loose ball, though. Isaiah Mintz at the corner in trouble. And Coach Roederheimer gets a quick timeout there to keep the turnover, from turning it over.
Good timeout by Coach Roederheimer. That timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle, one of our friendly staff, at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So I'm going to give a little more credit to our three-point shot sponsor, Forga Contract. And one of those three three-point shots in the first quarter was sponsored by Forga Contract.
Forga Contract.
All three of them were. Now we've given credit for all three of them.
There we go. Yeah. We just get excited sometimes.
Yeah, unfortunately, we haven't hit one in the second half. So maybe it's good that I saved them and spread them out here for the second half as well.
Yep. I hope you get to say it a few more times here in this last 220.
Yeah, I hope so as well. Pisgah will have the ball.
Mason Putnam brings it across now. He's looking. Maddox, top of the key. Over to Nick Messer. Nick tries to drive in the lane. Over to Mason. Mason, right side. Back to Nick. Over to the left side to Campbell Crook. Campbell passes into Mintz. Back out to Campbell. Campbell drives. Kicks it out to Maddox. Maddox looking to... Nice move by Maddox. Ties the ball game up on the little up and under in the lane there. 58-58. 1:45 to go. Stokes with the ball out front. Drives the lane. Looking for a shot. Nothing. Ball on the floor. No. Oh.
And East Henderson wants a timeout there with 1:33 left. And that timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff. You can reach them at 648-6550. They will give you a review, a free review of your personal and business insurance needs. So 58-58, 1:33 left here in the fourth period. A lot on the line here, Mark.
A lot on the line.
First thing on the line is a trip to the finals.
Yep.
Thursday night. Second thing is this will weigh heavily on our seeding in the state tournament.
Yep.
Could mean the difference between a 5 seed and a 4 seed here if we go into the tournament.
Yeah.
And remember, folks, the number 1 seed, Franklin, was knocked out by the home number 5 seed, Smoky Mountain, tonight in the other semifinal.
East Henderson inbounds the ball underneath their own goal, kicks it out into the backcourt. Brewer with the ball, letting the clock run. Looking for their to run a play as they've done all night. Stokes cutting through. Looking for Brewer here with a three. No good. Yep, here's the basketball. Brewer misses the three. East Henderson knocks it out of bounds and is going to go over to Pisgah with 1:08 to go. We got to protect the basketball right here.
And Pisgah with a chance to take the lead here with a minute left in the fourth period.
1 minute. I'm not so sure I wouldn't run down to take the last shot. Mason holding the ball right at half court. Over the truck to the right, left side. It looks like that may be what we're going to do. Just don't turn it over. Truck dribbling right side. Hands off to Mason. Mason with the ball to Maddox.
35 seconds left.
If they foul us, I'd like from the foul Maddox. Good move by Maddox. Kent made the layup. Rebounded by East Henderson. Don't reach. Don't reach. 24 seconds to go. East Henderson with the ball. They're going to play for one now. 15 seconds to go in the game. 58-58. East Henderson with the ball. Brewer with the ball. Right at the half court line. He's looking to drive. And he charges.
Now they're going to say it's on the baseline.
Goodness.
And foul on Crook.
Oh, my goodness.
3.7 seconds left.
Brewer lowered his shoulder a little bit, looked like. Could have been an easy charge.
Yeah, that call could have gone either way there. Thought we might have had one there with the ball back, but East will have it after this timeout underneath their own basket with 3.7 seconds left. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle, one of our friendly staff, at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So, Mark, what do we need to get prepared for here coming out of this inbounds underneath their own basket?
I really think they're going to be looking for Brewer or McKenzie cutting the lane or a quick pass in to catch them in the lane. As much as I'd like to shoot the three, I wouldn't be surprised to see them jack one up right here, too.
Well, they have definitely shot the three a lot tonight and shot it pretty well. I can't imagine that they're going to take a three here to end the game, but when you look at their percentages, they're shooting right at 50% for the game from three.
Stokes won't be scared to throw it up, but I really think they want the ball in Brewer's hands. If I'm coaching East Henderson, I want the ball in Brewer's hands right here.
Absolutely.
To take this last shot.
Yeah, they're 9 of 18 from the three tonight.
Right. All right, so 3.7 seconds. 58-58.
I'm surprised Stokes is inbounding the ball here.
I am too. I'm really surprised. Brewer's up top. So East Henderson going to inbound the ball here. Underneath their own basket.
Woo! Knocked out of bounds
by Pisgah. 2.9 seconds now. They were definitely looking for Brewer.
I'm sure they want to.
They're going to call another timeout.
Yeah, I was thinking he wanted to challenge the time. Almost a full second came off of that.
It did.
But he did not. He just wanted another timeout to try to draw up another play here with 2.9 seconds left. So this timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of our friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So reset for you here, folks. 2.9, 58-58. Our problem now, Kevin, is we have 14 fouls. So we can't foul on the inbound. They're just going to put them on the line. We just got to play some straight-up defense right here.
We got to play really good, solid defense. Hope that the officials don't bail them out with good defense here being called as a foul. But we can't foul. We can't, foul here.
Pizza coming back out here with Maddox, Mason, Nick, Crook, and Isaiah Mintz. Your five Bears on the floor. East Henderson's ball underneath their own basket with 2.9. And stolen by Mason Pottle. Get it up.
And he didn't get it off in time.
Nope. Woo! What a play.
What a steal. Had an opportunity.
He did. I wish he'd have pulled up and just shot it.
Shot the ball from there. Tried to get all the way to the rim and did not get that final shot off.
Wow, what a play.
And so, we get some extra time here, Mark.
Free basketball, folks, going into overtime. Mason Putnam with an inbound steal right there with 2.9, folks, and he still almost got the layup off. That shows you how quick he is.
Yeah, just a lot of basketball intelligence there by Mason. He knew where they wanted to get the ball to. We talked about trying to get it to Brewer.
Yep.
They forced it into Brewer. He just cut through the passing lane. He was not guarding Brewer. He just anticipated.
He
cut
did.
Through, got the steal going the other way.
He played linebacker there. He sat back and came and stepped in when he needed to.
And so this is the second semifinal game here tonight in the men's bracket that is going to overtime.
I'm telling you, it's that speaks a lot for this conference. A lot of great games. You wouldn't expect it any other way. Let's see us get off to a quick start right here in this overtime period.
Yes, so folks, a four-minute overtime period, so another one half of a regular quarter. So we really do need to get started fast here.
Yep.
Foul count carries over into the overtime period, correct?
It does.
So yes. Disadvantage for our Bears in that aspect. First foul on Pisgah. East Henderson will go to the line. The Eagles still have two more to give up before we go to the line on the third.
Yep. All right, get ready to jump it up here. McKenzie and Maddox. Tip is up. And it's controlled by East Henderson. They're going to bring it across half court. Nothing different. About the same thing they've been doing here. Brewer is going to look to drive, I'm sure. And he does. Kicks it to the corner to Baker for the three, and he hits it. So they take the quick lead here in overtime, 61-58. Mason Putnam with the ball. Top of the key to Kruk. Kruk over to Messer. Messer back to Kruk on the baseline. Good pass into Mintz to Maddox in the lane.
He's going to walk. Thought he got away with the first one, and then he pivoted one more time, and they got him on that one.
Yep. All right, so East Henderson is going to get a ball. We're going to be in a full court press here.
A little wrinkle from the Bears.
Yep. And we got the rebound off the layup there. Campbell Kruk down the left side. Pulls it back out. Finds Mason on the right wing, who finds Vince in the lane. Back to Mason. Mason Putnam spins to the goal. Messer with the rebound. Can't make it. We had an opportunity there. Just could not convert. Two good looks at it. 2:40 to go in overtime. East Henderson leads by three.
And East Henderson decides to pull it out here with 2:35 left.
Brewer going to drive the lane. Shoot the floater and pick up the foul on Maddox.
Well,
no.
Brewer decided to, he pulled it out, but then as soon as we came out, he attacked the basket.
He did. He baited us. Okay, that foul was on Nick Messer.
And that's going to be his fourth.
Instead of Maddox.
Team fifth.
So Brewer's going to shoot two. He's going to make the first. Second free throw is up and good. East Henderson leads 63-58. Campbell Kruk brings the ball down across half court. Right side to Mason. Mason looking to drive the lane. He does. He kicks it out to Nick to the corner for Campbell, who drives lane. Nowhere to go. Kicks it out to Mintz, to Messer. Campbell back to the corner. To Mintz, who finds Mason, who spins his way into the lane. Campbell Kruk now drives toward the lane. Passes over to Maddox. Maddox drives the lane and makes the spinner off the backboard.
I'm not sure how Maddox made that one, but what a great attack. Put a little spin. Came all the way across the paint and put a little spin touch on the ball off the backboard to go in.
Yeah, boy, he might want to use that one in his next game of horse.
Without a doubt. So with that, that's a timeout on the court that's sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff. You can reach them at 648-6550. They would love to give you a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So your Bears are down 63-60 with 1:51 left here in overtime. So yep. And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Sorry, folks, during that timeout, we had a little power issue here. Your Bears have the ball back, though, after that timeout. Mark,
all right.
Take over.
Yeah, we got Maddox on the left side, down to Mintz, back out to Messer. There's 1.5 minutes to go, 63-60 East Henderson. You didn't miss much while we were down, but back over to Mintz. Mintz looking to drive the lane, finds Campbell. Campbell drives, goes left. Mason Putnam into the lane, kicks to back to Kruk, to Maddox, to Mason with the layup. 63-62, 1 minute to go in overtime. East up by one. Pisgah in the trap. Baker has the ball, and we're going to foul. Good foul right there. He realized they didn't have a, well, we get a foul on him, I would think.
So, obviously, Baker is the one that Coach Brodheimer wanted to send to the line here with 52 seconds left. As soon as he touched it, he was yelling to get to him.
And that's why he misses his first one. Great play right there. 52.2 seconds to go. Baker, second free throw up and good. So it's a two-point lead. 64-62. Mason brings the ball across half court. Over to Mintz. Mintz is going to try to drive back out to Maddox at the top of the key to Mason. Mason in the right corner. Pass to Mintz with the layup and makes it. Tie ball game, folks. Here we go. 30 seconds to go in overtime. East Henderson walking it up. Brewer with the ball. They're going to hold, I'm sure, for one shot. 20 seconds. Brewer out front with the ball.
Down to 12 seconds.
Anything but a Brewer drive right here. We got to be able to help. They come out and collapse. It goes into number 5. And they're going to call a foul with 4 seconds to go.
And that's probably a little earlier than the East Henderson coach would have wanted. So that gives us time with 4 seconds to get back to the end of the court and get a good shot off, Mark.
It does. It'd really help out right here if he'd miss these free throws for us.
Who was that foul on?
It's
like Mintz.
Mintz, yeah. So you got Zayden Jones from East Henderson on the free throw line with 2. And he misses the first.
The free throws are big for them right now.
Yes.
We talked about their struggles early.
Yes.
They struggle here down the stretch as well.
Good timeout. We're going to ice him on the second one. Great timeout by Coach Brodheimer.
And Coach Brodheimer wants to talk about how he's going to attack the offensive side. Also put a little ice on the shooter here with the score tied with 4 seconds left. And that timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550. They would love to give you a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So, yeah, Kevin, with 4 seconds, if he makes this one to go up by 1, now you've got 4 seconds to get a shot. If he misses this one with a rebound, do you call a timeout to set up another play, or do you push the floor with 4 seconds?
I think if we miss, we call a timeout to stop the clock,
right,
set up a play. I think they've got what they want set up here. We've got Campbell Kruk down here deep underneath our goal. Out here standing on the sidelines by himself. Let's see if East Henderson even notices him back here.
Got to have this rebound, though. What would be great for us is to have a block out, miss free throw, and a foul over the back.
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, which, well, it still doesn't put us in the play. They've only fouled 3 times. He missed it. Rebound by Mintz. Mason, it's a buzzer. From half court, just short. Oh, my gosh, folks. We're going to double overtime.
The double overtime. East Henderson misses 2 of those free throws there at the end. We get the rebound by Isaiah Mintz. Go the other way. Get it to Mason Putnam at half court. He throws up the three-point shot from probably about the M in Mustangs here.
Yeah.
Didn't miss by much.
Didn't. Mark. It was on the line. A little short. Wow. Wow, wow. I'm just glad he missed that free throw.
So, folks, at 10 p.m. was your bedtime. We're going to apologize that we have got double overtime action coming at you here. Stay with us. Your Bears fighting here to get to the finals on Thursday night.
Yeah, boy. What a game. Again, we talked about how tough this game was going to be, and it has been an absolute fight the whole night.
What a job by our Bears there. We get down by five in the first 2 minutes of that four-minute overtime.
Yep.
And fight back, hold them scoreless the last 2 minutes like they did us, and we fought all the way back in it to tie it up.
Absolutely. Right now, if we were to win this thing, my player of the game is going to be the East Harrison coach because he quit running the half court and the trap on us out here.
Yeah, I know.
Why he did that, I have no idea.
It'll be interesting to see what he does here coming into overtime.
Yep.
See if he goes back to it or not.
We had no answer for that trap for several possessions, and they went out of it.
And so, folks, teams will switch. No, they're not going to switch sides. They're going to stay same sides. The players thought they might switch sides there on this jump ball.
Yeah, just extension of the fourth quarter in overtime. So, still going the same way.
Good job by the officials to catch that.
Here we go with the tip first. Overtime number two. Oh, this official is going to... Campbell and Stokes were... jockeying for a little position there. So here we go. Tip is controlled by East. And they bring it into the backcourt here. Passes up. Stokes on the left side. Ball back around to the right side. Number five looking for Brewer. Hands it off to Brewer. Brewer has the ball.
Maddox Wright guarding him.
Oh, my.
Wow, good job by Nick Messer stepping in to take that charge.
Absolutely. See, I didn't even see Nick. I thought Maddox had fouled him from behind.
I thought Maddox was going to get the foul, but they got Nick Messer.
Nick slid right in there.
Taking the charge.
All right, so here you go. Again, they're not in this half-court trap for whatever reason, but we appreciate it.
Yeah, they went back to a man-to-man here, which works in our favor
it
tonight.
It does. Maddox is on the left wing in the corner with the ball, tries to dribble, and he falls. Should have been a walk.
Should have been a walk.
All right, there he got him. Got him when he got up with it. Yep.
Maddox is claiming he dribbled, but then that would have been a double dribble.
Yep. All right, so here we go. Just need another stop now. Stokes brings the ball up across half court on the left side. Maddox Wright picks him up. Brewer gets the ball down on the block. He's going to pick up the foul.
Brewer's probably not happy about that because he finally got the matchup he wanted underneath.
He did.
That's going to be the fourth on Isaiah Mintz. So right now we've got Nick Messer, Isaiah Mintz, and Mason Putnam all with four here.
Brewer shooting two. First free throw is up and good. Second free throw is off. Rebounded by Messer. 65-64, East Henderson.
So they are 1 of 5 in overtime here from the free throw line, Mark.
I love it. Listen, we got to keep putting them on the line. Mason is dribbling out here, played a little bit of their game right now. Ball back to Messer, back to Kruk in the left corner. Kruk dribbles into the lane and pulls up short on the jumper. Rebounded by East Henderson. So just a little short. Got a good look at it. We just left it short. Stokes comes down, dribbles into the right side on the right wing. Looking to drive. He drives the lane. Stops. Floater. Lord. Howie gets that shot. Off the backboard. Falling away. Floating. Now they lead by three. East Henderson up by three.
Ball to the left side to Maddox. Maddox is looking. Gets it to Mintz. Mintz back to Mason, top of the tee. Mason looking. Entry pass into Maddox down low. Maddox strong to the goal, and he's fouled. That is who we want on the line. Maddox has been solid from the line.
That's Eli Stokes' fourth foul.
Wouldn't be bad to get him out of there either.
Also the team fifth foul.
Maddox hits his first free throw. Water on the floor here, looks like. Maybe a little sweat, or somebody dropped a water bottle.
Anybody needed a timeout on the court here, but certainly something happened over there to get. They've got a lot of towels out there.
A lot of towels.
Our fans feel like it may be trying to ice Maddox on the line.
Yup.
They're wanting to charge them a timeout for that. It looks like they are going to charge them a timeout. The East Henderson coach is not happy about that. But he knows it's accurate.
Absolutely.
So one of his bench players spilled something on the court.
So Maddox Wright going to take his second free throw attempt. Up and rattles out. And the rebound is tied up.
It's going to get a foul on one of our guys. One of Nick or Isaiah will be out of the game.
Wow.
Looks like Isaiah Mintz. So unfortunately, okay. That timeout may have been worth it, considering we did ice Maddox there and got a rare miss out of Maddox.
Yeah.
And then on the rebound, we fouled him to put them on the line with a minute and 30 seconds.
Yep.
And folks, those free throws are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, who offers insurance products that will not strain your budget.
Brewer's first free throw is good. Extends the lead to three, 68-65. Minute and a half to go, second overtime. Second free throw is good as well. So now it's a four-point game. There's going to be a timeout on the floor.
And that timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
Yeah, speaking of Canton Insurance real quick, we've got some other sponsors we're going to mention real quick. Vestas Uniform Service, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Mike's Heating and Air, Ken Wilson Ford, Messmer Insurance, Canton Insurance, Forger Contracting, Stevenson Pest Control, and Paper Town Equipment Rental.
So, Mark, a minute 30 left, down four. Both overtimes, we talked about the need of a quick start. We've gotten down on both of them.
Yep.
By five in the first one, and now we're down here by four in the second. But we battled back in the first one. So we got to stay positive. Look for a good shot.
Yes.
When we get down here, get it to two, and then get a defensive stand.
Yep. We don't need to panic. We come down, like you said, we want to get a good looking shot. Don't force nothing up. And then, like you say, got to go get stops on the other end or foul the players.
And then, you know, Campbell Crook, Maddox Wright, and Caden Robinson, who's in the game right now, all have to be smart. If we are going to foul East Henderson, they've got to be the ones to do it. Mason has four, Nick has four.
Right.
East has struggled from the free throw line tonight.
All right, so Mason has the ball up top to Nick. Nick to Campbell. Campbell back to Nick. To Mason on the wing. Dribbles the lane. Campbell had the three. Turned it down. Back out. Camden is going to turn the ball over.
Camden Robinson with the turnover there with 1:05 left. And then on the loose ball after corral by East Henderson, we get the foul, and we're going to send them to the free throw line, and I think that is number five on Mason Putnam.
That does not help our cause.
And looks like on a little bit better news is Tyreek Baker, whom we want on the free throw line, is the individual going to the line here.
Yes. Free throw is up and good.
And as soon as I say that, folks, he hits that like he is a 95% free throw shooter.
Of course. 70-65. And he misses that one. Maddox right with the rebound. Morris brings the ball down. Campbell Crook into Robinson, who hits the bucket. And quick timeout, so that makes it 70-67. East Henderson with 55.3 seconds left to go here.
And that timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. You can call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550. They would love to provide you with a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So it's surprising that East backed off that much.
It really
and
is.
Allowed us that quick of a bucket up five.
Yep.
And it was a pretty uncontested layup
it
down
was.
There.
It really was.
It looked like they were playing not to foul.
Again, I'm not complaining. The pressure they've had out front all night long has been working for them. Right now in double overtime, they're at least slowing the ball down. But they're content by going back there, so...
Yeah, they came out of that 1-3-1 that really got them out back in the game in that third quarter. You know, we were in full control. They've gone back to man-to-man, which I feel like is an advantage for us.
It is.
And he is a great coach, I'll say that. He's one of the better coaches in Western North Carolina for sure.
I would love to hear his reasoning on why he pulled out of it. Because I'm sure he has one. I just don't... All right, folks. East Henderson's ball. We are in our full court man-to-man. And a quick foul on Baker. Great strategy right there. We're gonna play this one out. These last 50-something seconds, folks. You may not be in bed by 11 if your bed time was 10.
Yeah, this could go a little ways. We're gonna draw this out as long as we can. Coach Rodheimer obviously knows who he wants to send to the line. Good job by Cameron Robinson of when he got it, sending it to the line.
Yup, missed the free throw. Baker misses that first one. He's got one left.
So they're 4 of 10 in overtime so far.
Second free throw is also no good. Rebounded by Messer.
Now 4 of 11.
Morris is bringing the ball down. Over to Crook on the left side. Crook brings it back. Almost double dribbled. Gets the ball to Messer. Messer into Robinson in the lane. Tries to spin. Morris with a three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Maddox. Messer with a three-pointer. No good. East Henderson off to the races on the other end and hits the layup. 72-67 with 20 seconds to go. And we just threw it away again. Right into Stokes' hands. Five-point game, and Campbell has to foul. That is unfortunate, folks.
Yeah, so down 5 with 13-3, and East Henderson going to the line. It's not over yet,
nope.
But certainly doesn't look good for our Bears right now.
No, we're going to need a little miracle here. Stokes misses the first free throw.
Make that 4 of 12 from the line for them in overtime.
Wow.
They have really kept us in this game. Had two great looks from the three down here.
He really did. And he makes the second one. 6-point lead here with 12 seconds to go. Morris brings it down and almost threw it away again. 8.9 seconds to go. East Henderson up by 6 in your second overtime. Morris is going to inbound the ball in front of the Pisgah bench. Gemesser for the three. No good. Rebounded by Maddox. Kicks it back out to Messer for three. No good. Rebounded by East.
And that's your ball game, folks.
East Henderson is going to win it in double overtime, 73-67.
We'll send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll have your quiz, the player of the game. And you're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pittsburgh sports.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live here from Smoky Mountain High School with the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. As our Bears have lost a heartbreaker in double overtime, Mark.
Absolutely. That's a tough loss. Kids played extremely hard. And to see them come up short like that in double overtime is just heartbreaking. But they still got the playoffs to look forward to. Would love to see them come out with the conference championship. But like I say, fought hard. That first overtime came back, sent into another overtime, and just couldn't overcome the lead there in double overtime.
Yeah, so. Hard fought game by our Bears. Just did not get that fast start that we talked about in either one of the overtimes. Just hard to overcome, but well played game by our Bears. They certainly put themselves in position to win that game. It just, when you go into double overtime, it can go either way.
Yeah. So it's time for our A1 Storage Player of the Game tonight. A1 Storage, if you're looking for a place to store some items that is out of the way of wandering eyes, has 24/7 access, and is conveniently located, call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Your A1 Storage Player of the Game is going to be Maddox Wright. Maddox had 24 points and it looks like 13 rebounds, a double-double. Fine night by Maddox. A lot of them, Kevin, had a good night. Could have been there, but wow, it's still just a heartbreaking game.
Yeah, it was a heartbreaking game for us. Maddox played extremely hard, was doing everything early and often, had a couple big blocks in there, yep. About three or four assists in addition to that, 24-13. So congratulations to him. Mason Putnam also had a great game, 25 points, three rebounds, had six big assists to lead the way.
Assists, okay. Averaging 6.9, so he's right on his average.
And three steals, so nice game by him as well. We talked earlier about the need to get somebody else into double digits. We almost got there. Nick Messer finished with 9 points, five rebounds. That one extra point there may not have sent it to overtime.
Absolutely.
But well played game by him as well. I thought Campbell Crook came in, gave us great defense after being out sick in the last game.
He did.
So great job by him coming back. Isaiah Mintz always gives everything
great
he's
Mintz.
Got in these games.
How many did he end up with?
Let's see. Isaiah ended up with 6 points and seven rebounds.
Okay.
And two assists. So he played a great
did.
Game.
He did.
did a great job. And I thought, felt like Micah Devlin did a nice job coming off the bench.
He did.
Giving us some solid minutes when we struggled there for a little while with the 1-3-1. He came in and kind of settled the waters there a little bit.
He did.
For us. So all in all, everybody played really well, played well enough to win that game. Just came up a little short there.
Mm-hmm. Yep, tough loss, but they'll bounce back now and get prepared for the playoffs. Anxious to see where we end up seated. For sure going to be a home, though, for one, maybe two, right?
Yeah, so we'll get a bye in the first round, both boys and girls, and then both will play at home in the second round.
Okay.
We're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that playoff run and the schedule for this Thursday night. As our final wrap-up, you're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Smoky Mountain High School, where we had an exciting double overtime game here in the finale with our varsity boys. Unfortunately, we came up just short there and lost in double overtime. But great effort by those guys tonight.
It's true.
Could have gone either way. For them, it's on to the state playoffs. They will be home, which, folks, that'll be next Thursday night, a week from this Thursday, which I believe is the 26th of February.
Yep, I think you're right.
So you can go ahead and plan on that for their next game.
Yep.
Our JV girls, JV boys, and varsity girls will all be in action in finals here of this Mountain 8 Conference tournament come this Thursday. JV girls starting at 4 p.m. With the JV boys to follow at 5:30 and varsity girls at 7. We will have that varsity girls game live here on WPTL Radio. So lots of good things happening here on Thursday.
Yep.
Here at Smoky Mountain High School.
Action-packed night. Pisgah is going to be represented very well three out of the four games.
Yeah, and came very, very close to being represented in all four.
Sure did.
And easily could have done that. So great night. The varsity girls as well, they'll be at home on that. They'll get a first-round bye as well. So we'll have both teams in the Bear Den on the 26th of February.
Right.
For the second round, they'll both get byes. We'll have to wait and see what happens for the third round if both of them win. Brackets will be released Saturday. Chances are that it's going to be really close, folks. The girls will certainly be at home if they well, they'll be at home for that game probably either way. If they win Thursday, they should be at home throughout the playoffs until a neutral court in the fifth round. The boys will be really close by hosting that third round game, but they may have to travel in that third round.
Right.
So we'll just have to wait and see how that comes out in the RPI.
Take it as it comes, I guess.
That's right.
Good thing is we're there.
That's right. We're there. Both of them have a great chance for a deep run here in the playoffs.
Yep.
Any final thoughts, Mark?
Nope. Just a great night of basketball. You know, hope everybody has safe travels getting home, and looking forward to coming back here on Thursday and winning three ships.
That's right. We're going to come away from here with three championships here on Thursday. Folks, if you can't, come out here and support these kids. weekend, the JV girls starting at 4 with the JV boys and varsity girls to follow each of those in that order. Come on out for a whole night of basketball here next this Thursday to support these athletes. If you can't come out, join us here on the radio for the girls varsity game here at 7 o'clock p.m. this Thursday. We'd love to have you. We appreciate you joining in tonight. With that, we're going to sign off for Pisgah High School, for WPTO. We thank you so much for supporting these kids and Pisgah Athletics. You're listening to WPTO Radio, WPTOradio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.